This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The projected winner of last Tuesday's U.S. presidential election, former Vice President Joe Biden, today began plans to take over the U.S. government when he's inaugurated January 20th. He's expected to reverse some key policies of President Donald Trump. President-elect Biden and his running mate, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, say on a website that they just launched they will first focus on the coronavirus pandemic, the resulting economic recession, systemic racism, and climate change. On the website, they declared, quote, "We stand together as one America. We will rise stronger than we were before," end quote. Aides say Biden plans for the United States to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization. President Trump withdrew the United States from both of those organizations. Biden also plans to repeal the ban on almost all travel from some Muslim-majority countries and to reinstate the program that allows people brought illegally into the United States as children to remain in the country. During the campaign, Biden also said he plans to rejoin the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear weapons development. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee have filed several lawsuits, including the one in the state of Arizona that seeks the manual inspection of potentially thousands of in-person Election Day ballots that they allege were mishandled by poll workers and resulted in some ballot selections being disregarded. The legal challenge centers on instances in which people are believed to have voted for more candidates than permitted. The lawsuit was filed after hours after dismissal of another Arizona election lawsuit contesting the use of Sharpie markers on ballots in one county. This is VOA News. Bolivia's Luis Arce was sworn in as president on Sunday. His swearing-in ushers the country's Socialist Party back into power after leftist leader Evo Morales was ousted last year after trying to run for a fourth term in office. Arce was inaugurated in La Paz with heads of state from Argentina, Paraguay, Colombia, and Spain attending. Chile, Iran, and the government of Venezuela's embattled Nicolas Maduro sent senior officials. Arce is a close ally of Evo Morales, who is set to return to Bolivia after a year in exile. Arce has said that the former president will play no role in his government. Azerbaijan's president Ilham Aliyev says Azerbaijani forces have taken Shushi, the second largest city in the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave. Armenian officials denied the report but confirmed fighting around the city. It's a hilltop settlement located on a main road overlooking the breakaway region's main city, Stepanakert. Videos on social media showed lines of cars leaving Stepanakert on November 8th, although the scope of the exodus could not be confirmed independently. Large crowds of people gathered in Baku to celebrate following Aliyev's statement. They waved flags and chanted while drivers honked their car horns. Shushi is located on a road that links Stepanakert with Armenian territory. Armenia backs the separatists fighting for Nagorno-Karabakh's independence. Leaders in Afghanistan and the United States have strongly condemned Saturday's bomb explosion in the capital, Kabul, that killed two senior central bank staffers. Police said a, quote, "magnetic improvised explosive device ripped through a car carrying the operation deputy of an Afghan bank and his colleague, who is a former presenter at the private Tolo TV channel. Their driver was also killed in the blast. No one immediately claimed credit for the bombing, but the Afghan Interior Ministry swiftly blamed a militant outfit known as the Haqqani Network, which is tied to the Taliban insurgency. Saturday's attack is the latest in a wave of unexplained high-profile assassinations and targeted killings Kabul has experienced in recent weeks. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani condemned the attack and ordered an investigation to bring the perpetrators to justice. That's according to his office. Polling stations in Egypt closed on Sunday evening, bringing to a close the second stage of a parliamentary election in which candidates loyal to President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi were expected to win. The two-day vote began Saturday and was held in 13 provinces, including Cairo, the Nile Delta, and along the Suez Canal. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.